Now, it is 11:42. A very good morning to you. I am Kino Cummings, and I'm with you all the way through to 12 o'clock. Now, Campus Party Digital Edition is currently taking place until the 11th of July. The event is designed to promote thought leaders, innovators, and also game changers to reboot the world. It's a free event being held in South Africa for the very first time. Now, Sharon McPherson is an entrepreneur who brought Campus Party to South Africa. Sharon, great having you on the show today.
Thank you. Good morning. You know, it's good to be here again.
Wonderful.
And good morning to all your listeners.
So what just tell us the purpose. I mean, I alluded to it, right? But give us a little bit more on the why behind Campus Party and also what we would experience and how we get involved in it.
Okay. Listen, just briefly, Campus Party has actually been around for 22 years.
Okay.
It is taking place on every inhabited continent with the exception of South Africa. I'm locked out of South Africa at the moment, but South Africa is my home. I've lived in South Africa for the last 22 years. I actually teach at the University of Cape Town.
Wow.
And I have been trying for probably about 5 years now. I've been involved with Campus Party for at least a decade, traveling around the world, talking up South Africa, talking up Africa and the amazing things that we're doing on the continent, and really trying to bring this global movement. I was listening in, and earlier you were talking about moonshot thinkers.
Yes.
This is where you find them, Kiano. And I have been trying to bring this movement to South Africa for some time. We were actually in the process of doing an in-real-life version of Campus Party, planning it for later this year when the coronavirus struck. And so we did a pivot. We were agile and resilient. And globally, we brought together over 31 countries now, 30 countries. It was over 30 countries, 31 countries. Over 3 million viewers to just get moonshot thinkers together with millennials and older folks and Gen Zs and business and government and all the various stakeholders to actually address some of the issues that I was listening in that you've been talking about. How do you reimagine learning? What's happening with Black lives and civic unrest, and how is that impacting our capacity to reboot our countries? And so all of these issues that are relevant, this is where people come together to actually do something about it. It's not a talk shop. It's a global think and do tank.
That is what I was wanting to hear, because, you know, one gets invited to a lot of these things and everybody wants your opinion on something. But as soon as you ask someone to do something and to put their money where their mouths are, you tend to have people drop off and they're no longer a part of the conversation because it's easier to talk, you see. So
absolutely.
So how is someone enabled to actually, do something about it? Yes, you network, and yes, you've got great ideas to, let's maybe say, fix learning, but someone's going to pay for it. Someone's going to pay for it. Someone's got to, put the capital in, put the hours in to be able to deliver something, even if it's just a minimum viable product.
Yeah. Thank you for that question. We at Campus Party hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest social impact hackathon ever. We had 100,000 people actually hacking a company-issued social impact challenge. And that's the largest number of people historically that we've had working on that. We want to top that. We want to have hundreds and thousands of South Africans swarming on challenges that are issued by government, universities, hackathon clubs, et cetera. So that is really what Campus Party is all about. It's about the business. You know, businesses come there, they issue these challenges. You know, we really encourage folks to get onto our Facebook page. It's Campus Party ZA. I mean, you'll see if you go through the links. Go and look at the the calls for ideas. And businesses fund those. And we crowd in government and other stakeholders because we believe that you do need to include different perspectives that we're better together. But we crowd in the funding. We crowd in the other kinds of resources that are necessary in order to do something about the challenges that we're facing. This digital, the first ever, by the way, ever digital edition of Campus Party, is called Reboot the World. And we are rebooting South Africa. We had 85,000 people on our platform yesterday.
Wow.
We want to double that today. And we want to triple it tomorrow. Once Campus Party comes to town or comes into a country, it actually never leaves. It's a movement of open innovation, moonshot ideation, resources to make things happen. We've got a jobs factory. Given our levels of youth unemployment in South Africa, we need to have this kind of platform so that we can stop talking about, you know, the challenges and actually get together, make a plan, and do something about some of the issues that are really have been plaguing our society. The gross levels of inequality were there before COVID. COVID has only exacerbated the challenges that we have had in education, which actually really existed before.
This is very true. So,
for example,
what's currently in the process of getting solved? Give me an idea of, you know, one South African challenge where loads of suggestions have been made, but people are actually practically working at solving that issue.
I love your show, and I just love the way you just come at this and you just ask, you just get to it, and I just love it. Thank you for that question.
It's a pleasure.
So, during the COVID-19 crisis, when it first hit back in March, there are members, for example, the partners in, you know, whenever something is this successful, you always have a bunch of incredible people involved.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm the visionary that, you know, has been, you know, chasing, you know, and trying to get this into South Africa, but I got an amazing group of people. The guys from Rush and Rage, who have the largest esports and gaming event on the continent,
Yes. They're
involved. We started brainstorming. We got other folks involved, and we actually formed the Future Education Foundation even before we brought Campus Party to say, we're going to start having working groups that involve 180 educators, parents, learners, student groups, government to say, how are we going to deal with distance learning? Because learning isn't happening in homes where I don't have access to the internet. I don't even have a smart device. You know, I don't have data. How am I learning when school is out? And it's not just an infrastructure problem, with all due respect to the caller that phoned in earlier.
Yeah.
It's also a mindset issue.
Yes, it is.
You know, which is part of what you were driving. And so when we got together and we finally got Campus Party going with this first ever digital edition in Africa and globally, we said, listen, we want to make this one of the challenges. You know, you've got a lot of businesses that are throwing resources at this issue, but it's not just about finance. It's not just about infrastructure. It's a mindset change.
Yes.
If educators are not going to welcome the technology, they're not going to use it. And that was a challenge before. How do you get administrators, leaders, principals, educators to have a mindset change around embracing technology in ways that are right for their environment and for their learners? And so that's one of the challenges that we have right now. People can get on there, they can get involved, because these are things that are going to be, that we're going to continue to work on long after Campus Party as a quote-unquote event has moved out. And so one of the things that has happened is we are launching the Future Education Fund so that we can begin to fund some of those challenges. Oh, you have a problem with connectivity? Well, let's solve that. Here is the whole panoply of solutions. And that's how we roll, you know. We're serious about this. We are interested in rebooting we want to build back better.
I love this. I absolutely love this.
So
how does one, I mean, you join the Facebook page, I would imagine, and then how do you physically get involved in all of this? Is it just, you know, through digital discussions, etc., forums? How does it actually work?
Yeah. So, you know, and we talked about this. We had a great lineup yesterday, and we talked about the fact that right now with this digital edition, so many of the incredible people that we actually, who are out there in the communities doing amazing things, are struggling. I'll tell you very, very quick an amazing story. Yep. We had a young woman yesterday, Sarah. She's running a startup boot camp from her garage in Davidson. Wow. So Len Neary, who's one of the founders of Rush Rage, is very, you know, clearly very, very technological savvy guy. You know, but this is a serious businessman. Sarah was having problems with connectivity. He got in his car and he drove to Davies. And you'll see on our Facebook page, yeah, I posted it there, a picture of him with Sarah, you know, grinning like, you know, like a kid, because he had the opportunity to spend time with a bunch of young people that he would have never met. And now she's going to be having, he's like, I'm going to totally support them in any way we can, because what she's doing is super cool. Her name is Sarah Mandinguana, and she is giving free business development services. She's totally decked out her garage, and she's a young person who's doing something about it. So Campus Party ZA Facebook will take you through to the registration. We are campusparty_ZA on Twitter, campusparty_ZA on Instagram. You can also go to campus-party.org. Click on South Africa on the map. You do need to register, but if you get stuck, just go to the Facebook page and Campus Party ZA Facebook page. You do need to register, and then you will get into the live stream. We do realize that with the digital edition, a lot of the cool people, like Sarah, who was having, she's one of our speakers, by the way. You know, she's having connectivity issues, and so we're very aware that on some level, because of the challenges that we're having in South Africa, it's only the people who are privileged to even, who have the data and who have the devices, yep, to participate in the digital edition. We're aware of it, but, you know, we're doing the best that we can. We pivoted and we said, we've got to do this thing. The time is right. The time is now. We're going to seize the moment. But going forward, we're going to continue to hack some of the challenges around connectivity. We will be bringing the digital edition. By the way, Cape Town, the city of Cape Town, shout out to the mayor and the folks at the city of Cape Town, because they had actually signed up to be the first city in Africa to have, oh, wow, an edition of Campus Party. And,
oh,
it's,
wow,
about to change. You are going to be blown away. And we were in the process of bringing it to Cape Town when the virus hit, and so we said, well, we've still got to do something, thus the digital edition.
Well, I've just hit the register button, and I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. Love it. I just love the fact
Thank
that it's
you.
It's action-oriented. And, you know, having been a talk show host for a very long time, one tends to get tired of just talking. So the fact that we can, that we can, you know, which is, once again, I always profess my love for design thinking, because it brings people from different disciplines together. You know, you go in there with an open mind, you listen, you don't have preconceived ideas, and eventually by listening to other people, you come together, you co-create, you make mistakes until you find the right mix of what you actually need to implement. So, Dr. Sharon McPherson, I want to thank you very much for your time, and thank you for bringing this in. I'm actually on the site right now. It's a beautiful site. I'm going to, there we go, there's the sign up button. And I shall finish that. Okay, have a good one. Great
Thank
chatting
you.
To you.
Thank you, kiddo. Have a great day.
Wonderful. Right. You too, Dr. Sharon McPherson in Washington, D.C.